Joining us right now is the president of the Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut. He's returning to the program, Francis Padilla. Francis, good morning. How are you? Francis, are you there, Francis? Good morning.
I am.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, a little glitch with the phones here. All right, Francis. Now, we had you back on in January, and Brad chatted with you about the overall cost of health care, obviously, which is a huge problem. And there's a bill, I guess, in the General Assembly, House Bill 7267, that looks to cut into that a little bit. What is that bill, and how does it stand?
Well, thank you for asking. That bill is would establish a way that employees of small businesses with under 50 employees and nonprofit organizations would be able to purchase insurance. In addition to all the other options that exist in the private market, this one would distinguish itself by offering lower premiums and deductibles to employees and out-of-pocket costs, which are really what is keeping people either uninsured or underinsured in Connecticut. And so this bill begins by offering this new resource to small employers and their employees, and then moves on to examining options for ways that individuals could later purchase on their own if their employers do not offer coverage.
Now, Francis, it's interesting, this bill, House Bill 7267, now you say it would give small businesses, defined as those 50 or under, access to health care policies. Where would those policies come from? Is it a program run by the state? Is it from the health care exchange? Is this a private marketplace? Where would the actual coverage come from?
The coverage would come through the state of Connecticut, and it would be built off of the negotiations that the state comptroller's office does to be able to provide insurance to state employees and retirees. This would be a separate program, not the same program that active and retired state people receive. This would be a program that would be designed for small businesses.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, it would be offered through the state, publicly offered.
Okay, so the state would then administer the payments and everything. So would the state then have to set up a healthcare division? In other words, would the state then be in the healthcare business is what I'm asking?
Well, the state already has that infrastructure.
Okay.
The state already has that because the state, as the largest employer, as one of the largest employers in the state, is already self-insured.
Got it.
So it already has that infrastructure. And what this does is create another vehicle, another mechanism that would allow this other population to be able to access the benefits. You know, the state, the state employees' health plan costs have risen at a far slower rate than private plans, like 2-3%. Rather than 13-14%.
So sometimes
even higher.
Yeah, so this would take advantage of what's already in place, which to me would make sense. Now, what would do you have any idea, Francis, and we're talking to Francis Padilla, president of the Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut. Francis, how would these, do you think, what projections have you seen? How would the cost of this, say, stand up versus somebody who would shop, say, the healthcare exchange set up under the Affordable Care Act? Would you try to be competitive with this? Would you try to come in less, about the same? How do you think that would stack up?
So for small businesses, the Connecticut, Access Health Connecticut, which is our state healthcare exchange under the Affordable Care Act, they're not served by the exchange.
Okay.
They've been unable to provide services to the small business community, and I'm hopeful that they will.
So small businesses, so you're doing this because small businesses are kind of floating kind of out there in a nebulous gray area.
They sure are. There were some focus groups done recently that across party lines, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, all of these small businesses that have, particularly those with under 50, but even those between 50 and 100, really complain robustly about not being able to predict. So they offer coverage, not really being able to predict what the increases are going to be year to year. Being driven to high deductible health plans so that their employees essentially have to pay high lower premium, but they'll pay the premium
yeah.
plus, you know, deductibles that can range in the double, you know, in the teens, like $15,000 deductibles in some cases. And what we learned recently through a report from Connecticut Business and Industry Association is that 700,000 people work in these kinds of small businesses, which is a huge number.
Yeah.
Considering our state is 3.5 million people. And that between 2008 and the present, small businesses have reduced their ability, their offering of health insurance by 26%. So there are a lot of people out there. The complaints we heard in the focus group were folks unable to attract and keep good quality employees because they were always looking for jobs with businesses that could offer coverage.
And you know, Francis, and you obviously, you're waist deep in this stuff, so you know, but no matter where you come down on the healthcare debate, single payer, government, private company, employer provided, whatever, the universal thought in this, and you and I have heard and seen this, is that the more competition there is, the better. I mean, the more choices mm-hmm. people have out there, mm-hmm. there's a natural economic force here that, you know, if these small businesses can then buy their insurance somewhere else, it's going to cause, you know, some of the providers that may have gotten that small business in the past, it may have them take a fresh look at, well, why are we losing business here? Are our rates too high? Are our deductibles too high?
Mm-hmm. You know, competition can be put to work for good, and I think that's right. There is really not enough available, and that was another theme in the focus group, that there aren't enough options available, and that they're very difficult to navigate. You know, they're complicated, and it's hard to tell the difference between one and the other. And so the fact that there's more choices are available to these small businesses can only help. It can help the providers of those health plans to step back and say, you know, how can we make these products more affordable?
Sure.
I will say this, right? I think it's important to acknowledge that the underlying cost of healthcare is driven by high costs in the system. And the system is dominated, the costs in the system are dominated by hospital costs and by pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah.
And those are two areas where, as a state and a country, we really do have to take a deep look at how we right-size those costs.
Absolutely.
For everybody to be able to have access to affordable and quality health care, which is what you need to be able to go to school, to be able to raise a family, to be able to be a homeowner on a, you know, sustained basis, mm-hmm. to be able to be an employee or a business owner.
Francis, this is House Bill 7267. Where does this stand? You know, we're getting now to about a month to go in the General Assembly session. Does this stand a chance of being passed this year, or might this, you know, fall victim to just the crush of business that the House and Senate has to go through?
Well, I'm pleased to say that it came out of the Appropriations Committee yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It has a small appropriation in a climate of fiscal constraint. That makes a big deal. That is a big deal. And so now it makes its way to the House and to the Senate. It has significant, it has support across on a party line. It has support.
Good.
I think the key, and I think the governor is committed. The governor is committed to making Connecticut an environment for small business and for the people who work for small business
mm-hmm.
where, you know, people can thrive in sure. small business. He sure. relates very well to that.
And you know, Francis, this was one mm-hmm. of the arguments, finally, mm-hmm. this is one of the arguments that was made under Obamacare when the controversy of that was passed. Remember, people said, well, why can't people just buy into the federal health care system that members of Congress and the federal government use? Sounds like we're trying to do that here, you know, buying into and using the system that state workers here. It almost sounds like the same thing to me.
Well, it is a way to put all the chips on the table, right? All your resources, assets of the state, let's mobilize them towards this goal of affordable quality care for everybody.
All right.
And that's what the state has. It's got assets that it can use, and its negotiation power to leverage those benefits to the benefit of many, many people.
All right. House Bill 7267. We'll see what happens when it gets to the general floor for a debate in the House and Senate. Francis Padilla, President, Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut. Francis, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Paul.
Appreciate
Thanks for having me on.